So actually, there is a big brother. But he's not a malevolent fiction. He's actually all of us, and he lives in our search engines. So no matter how many times I do the calculations, I come up with a social draw. The positives balance the negatives. The X's equal the Y's. And our hopes weigh as much as our fears. But I hesitate on that last one because fear, good Lord, fear is a powerful physiological force in 2011. We here up in the stands and surrounding you graduating class look to you as we do every year, hoping you will now somehow, through your labors, free us from what we have come to fear. And we have come to fear many things. Fear has become the commodity that sells as certainly as sex. Fear is cheap. Fear is easy. Fear gets attention. Fear is spread as fast as gossip and is just as glamorous, juicy, and profitable. Fear twists facts into fictions that become indistinguishable from ignorance. Fear is a profit-churning go-to with the whole market being your whole family. You know, sitting in the house one day, watching the game on TV not long ago, along came this promo for the local nightly news. Are our schools poisoning our children? That story in summer's hottest bikinis tonight at 11. In that I had school-age kids at the time, I feared that they were, in fact, being poisoned at school, and summer was still a few weeks away. So I tuned in to get the scoop.